Hello, welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod-DeVerges, and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes through this guided meditation as a way to help you start your week and your day with a meditation that has a specific focus or theme for this week, and it'll help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then you'll be able to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is heal your soul, heal your life. Without any further ado, I'd like for you to take the meditation position, and that is to sit with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a couple of nice, deep, connected breaths. From the tips of your toes, all the way up, inhale through your legs, through your spine, up to the top of your head, and exhale, nice, easily, slowly. And inhale again, from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine, to the top of your head. And exhale, nice and slowly. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk is embedded into the center of the earth. Embedded all the way into the center of the earth, into its core. And you are sitting firmly atop this tree trunk. Very good. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble all the way around you, about 18 inches from your body, over your head, under your feet, in front, back, and all sides. And imagine that this bubble has a nice eggshell stiffness to it just around the edge, and that it is a pearlescent golden color vibration. Very nice. This is your aura. And outside of the bubble, imagine a giant flaming wall, a huge, giant, burning wall from the ground up, making sure it's outside your bubble, about 3 feet. This is the cleansing wall of fire. And continue to breathe nice, deep, connected, easy breaths as we begin to clear the chakras. There are 7 primary chakras along the spine, and each chakra has a specific information that it provides you in order to assist you in being able to balance your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies and energies. So starting with the first chakra at the base of your spine, which is where it's located, right at the tailbone, the second chakra located 2 inches below the belly button. It can be seen through shining through your ovaries if you're a woman, and through the testicles if you're a man. And the third chakra, which is located right behind your stomach. I'm going to start with these 3 chakras. And as you breathe deeply, I want you to know that each time you exhale out through your first, second, and third chakras, you are releasing and clearing energy that you're ready to let go of right now into that violet flame. Very good. And just take those nice deep breaths. Know that the first chakra is a wonderful place for you to clear energy that might keep you in a realm of surviving instead of thriving. So let go of that energy around money, job, health, family, anything that makes you feel like you're just barely surviving instead of really thriving. Very good. And from the second chakra, release any feelings that you may have that are associated in particular with fear, be it grief, loss, pain, depression, despair, jealousy, envy, apathy, lethargy, whatever it is, just let it go. Anger, sadness, just let it go. And let go of also any sexual energy that might be in your space from the second chakra. Whether it is with a regular partner who is your mate or someone else. Maybe it's even someone who had lustful feelings for you. Believe it or not, they dumped some of their energy into your space. This is a great way to clear it so you have your energy for yourself. And as you continue to breathe, clear the third chakra located behind the stomach. And this chakra is a very powerful chakra as it does represent your own personal spiritual power. And release any energy that would hold you captive in the way of addictions or patterns that are not serving you any longer. They may have had a purpose at one time, but if they don't now, this is a great time, a great way to let them go. Very good. And as you continue to breathe, just stay focused on your breath. Allow yourself to release and bring to the surface and go into the flame any energy from your fourth and fifth chakras. Your fourth chakra is located behind your heart. Your fifth chakra is located at the base of the throat. And so as you exhale, let go of any energy from the fourth chakra that would keep you from loving yourself completely and unconditionally. Let go of any energy that might keep you in a place of being angry or hate someone else. Release and let go of any lack of forgiveness that you have not done, where you're still holding on to any resentment or bitterness in reference to someone else or an action that you took or didn't take. Just let all of that go. Very good. And just really let go of all the energy that it's time for you to release at this moment. Nice deep breaths. And from your fifth chakra, let go of any energy that would keep you from communicating fully succinctly, articulately, release any energy where you may not always listen, hear what's going on. Very good. And let go of any energy from that fifth chakra as well, in terms of creation. If you are experiencing being blocked in creating the way that you would like to create, let go of any energy from this place that would seem to block your creative flow. Very good. Letting it go. And as you continue to breathe nice and easily and deeply, just be aware that you might see some images of these energies moving from you into the violet flame. You may not see anything. You might hear sounds. You may have certain sensations in your physical body. You may have feelings that come up as a result of some of the emotions. And you may just know through your intention that you are releasing these energies from your chakras 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And as you continue to breathe, begin to release energies as well from your sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is located in the center of your head, also known as the brow chakra or third eye. The seventh chakra is located at the top of your head, also known as the crown chakra. And as you just simply focus on your breath and exhale, release any energy through the sixth chakra that would cause you to have judgment about anyone or anything. Just let it go. Let go of the energy in the sixth chakra that would block you from knowing, from seeing that everything is perfect just the way it is, and from seeing the true essence and the truth, the reality of the energy. Nice deep breath, just let it go. And let go from your seventh chakra any energy that would keep you from knowing what you know, what you know. As you exhale nice and easily and release the energy from that chakra, very good. All right. And just as you take these deep and easy breaths, continue to clear any additional energy in your aura bubble that you're ready to let go of at this moment in time. Any kind of self-doubt, any strong feelings that you're having from a fearful or emotional place. A lack of true self-acceptance and self-worth. Just let it all go, no matter what it is. Struggling, attempting to make things happen. Just let it go. And now, as you put your attention on the violet flame, I just want you now to just continue to breathe deeply. Put your attention on the violet flame, and in the flame, see an image of you. See an image of you. This image represents your soul. And as I describe what your soul is, just continue to breathe easily, deeply. Let go of any energy, feelings, thoughts, beliefs, sensations, random experiences, as you sit, listen, and breathe while I'm speaking. The soul is actually a full body of only light, and that light houses your spirit. When you look within the light, you will see that soul does look very much like your physical body, as all of the bodies do. Now, the soul rests within your light body, which is considered your spiritual body. And the spiritual body expresses the personality of your total spirit essence. The soul travels with you from lifetime to lifetime. As it learns and grows, it heals, it continues to ascend, and it really lives purposefully. It creates, it adds to the consciousness of the whole divine creator. Your soul, connected with all other souls, add to the consciousness of the whole of the divine creator. So your soul is where your true personality lies, your real personality. It's not necessarily cute or funny. It's not witty, direct, stubborn. It's not impatient, loud, or quiet. It's none of the attributes that you may think of as your personality. The soul's personality is aligned completely with the essence of your spirit, being the grand way in which you express yourself and have purpose. The expression is in your purpose. The personality is in your purpose. For example, the soul personality can be the expression of service, or specifically of healing, beauty, wisdom. It can be a personality of peace, an expression of kindness, being adventurous, joyful, and whatever else it may be. All in all, the soul's personality only expresses love in some form. And it chooses to explore this life experience through the other bodies. The light body, like I just mentioned, is where the soul rests. And then there's the mental body, the emotional body, and the physical body. Each of these bodies, when you bring them together as a whole, make up what's called the body personality. And the way you express yourself from what you have picked up and what you use as tools are what you do to navigate this life experience. So ultimately, you're here to live and experience your purpose. And continue to breathe nice, deep, and easy breaths. Very good. Just letting go of whatever might come up as you are seeing your soul and whatever you're experiencing within you, just let it go into the flame around the image of your soul. So let's determine the type of soul personality that you are. And by determining that, it can be a guide as to decisions you make and how you move forward consciously to accomplish goals and to stay on purpose. So as you're viewing your soul right now, notice a color that's surrounding it. It may be a brilliant light of pearlescent gold, but also notice that there is a hue to that color that is specifically your soul color vibration. It's not good, it's not bad. The color is a vibration that resonates with your soul essence. So what color is it? It may be any and every color from the crayon, selected colors, and beyond. And ask yourself, as you're looking at this color, what does this soul color represent? Does it represent beauty? Am I a soul of beauty? Does it represent compassion? Does it represent wisdom? Is your soul a soul of understanding? Or maybe healing? Just ask, what is my soul essence personality? And then allow the answer to show up in the violet flame. Maybe it will show up because you know it, because you see the word next to your soul. The main thing is you don't want to think or guess about it. You don't want to begin to use your intellect to figure it out. Just let the answer appear. And if what you see is nothing because you're seeing black or what seems to be blank, there's no need to worry. You're not doing something wrong. Your soul will speak to you in other ways and reveal the answer. Just be in the silence, in the void, and allow the answer to become present. Continue to breathe easily and deeply, as smooth and naturally as possible, with intention and attention. Now, understanding that programming and conditioning and consciousness in your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies have current and past lifetimes of energy, which sometimes feels like a mountain of obstacles or challenges, difficulties, and sabotages. They can keep you from experiencing your soul essence. You may not know what they are, and that's okay. You don't have to know how you've been programmed or conditioned. You don't have to know what the obstacles or challenges or difficulties are. All you need to know is that through your intention and attention, it's time to let go of what doesn't serve you anymore. There are every form of energy that you have received, picked up, dealt with, experienced. They've all assisted you and served you at one time or another to help bring you to where you are right now, to help bring you to this place right here in this state of consciousness right now, to help you feel the way that you do now, which has all worked together for your highest good toward your self-evolution, toward your soul evolution. but you don't need these energies anymore. So outside of the brilliant color vibration of your soul, allow to appear another outer layer of a vibrational color that represents the biggest energy that it's time to completely transform into love right now. So at this moment, you're looking at your soul. You're looking at the color vibration of your soul. And on the outside of that, surrounding your soul, allow to appear another color vibration that represents an obstacle, a challenge, some type of difficulty that you're ready to let go of right now. It might be time to say goodbye to judgment. Maybe you've been holding on to blame, shame, or self-doubt. Maybe it's the moment for you to release fear or to let go of grief. Whatever that challenge, difficulty, or obstacle is, let it go. Maybe a belief system of some kind that you can only do so many things. Maybe it's limitation and lack. Whatever the energy is, simply know that the color vibration you become aware of at this moment is what's keeping you stagnated from the full realization of your soul personality, your soul's expression of purpose. And if you're not able to see, feel, or know the color vibration of this energy, then request that your higher self reveal what it is in words. So some of the words I just used, like fear, grief, judgment, blame, shame, self-doubt, limitation, or any other words which label the energy standing in the way, just let it show up. And once you have a clear sense of what the biggest energy obstacle is, imagine and envision a soft golden pink wind literally beginning to blow through the violet flame and over to the outside layer or that color that surrounds your soul, your soul and your soul energy vibration. Just let that golden pink wind blow. Envision it blowing and blowing away, clearing that obstacle vibrational color that needs to be transmuted from what it is into love. And just watch as the wind blows that outer layer surrounding your soul completely until all that's left is your soul. That obstacle has not only been blown away and off of your soul, but it has also been transmuted into love and absorbed by the violet flame. And now allow to appear the next biggest energy challenge that boxes in your soul personality. And this time it's a different color vibration, or it might be a different word label that you're able to recognize it by. However it shows up for you, see that, envision that, allow that really to be on the outside of your soul. And again, see the wind blow it away as this challenging energy is dissipated, transformed, and then absorbed by the violet flame. And this is something that you can do on a daily basis until you have transmuted all the various energies that would keep your soul from being set free to express itself in your full conscious awareness. So all that remains now is the soul in its full color of glory, wanting to be experienced by you as you express your real, true, dynamic purpose. So see the word energy, which describes your soul, again, whether that's healing or beauty, wisdom or understanding, whatever it might be. See that energy word that describes your soul, and that's scribed in the color vibration of your soul. By remembering the color and soul type that you are, it's what keeps your soul expressing its full, real purpose. It keeps the soul in a state of being healed when you are consciously aware of the color vibration and the soul that you are. Know when you heal your soul, you heal your life, because spirit is free and your soul remains free to accept it, to express itself in everyday living. Now connect with your soul as you really envision a stream of this color vibration moving towards you and into your third chakra. So as you are seeing your soul in the violet flame and that beautiful color vibration, see a stream of that color vibration moving towards you and into your third chakra, behind your stomach, around the stomach area. Begin to experience, as this color vibration is being absorbed into your physical body, begin to experience the full essence of your soul in a more healed state, where it's also being received by the spiritual, emotional, and mental bodies as well. Breathe deeply, easily, softly, and with every inhale, you are receiving your healed soul at this time, until it is completely immersed into all the bodies and you no longer see anything out in front of you but the violet flame itself. Know that that violet flame, by the way, as you move out of the meditation, is a great way for you to continue to not only be protected from energies that may try to get into your space, but it's a great way, as you remember throughout the day, to continue to just take nice, deep, and easy breaths. And as you exhale, you release whatever energy might be creating stress or overwhelm, or whatever might be going on at that time. It just really helps you to release that energy as the flame will always gently receive and take that energy from you. And now see a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun surrounding your entire space. That sun surrounds your aura bubble, and absorb as much of the sun, all of it, that you can, drawing it into you so that your physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and soul are filled with the light, with the love, with the peace, with the joy that you're able to experience and have at this very moment. And I'd like to thank you for being with me during this morning miracle meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges from Center of Light Miracles. If you would like to know more about me or Center of Light Miracles, simply go to centeroflightmiracles.org. Find out more about our services, our courses and classes, current events. Enjoy Recipes for the Soul, which is a weekly blog of many exercises, ideas, and tips to help you heal on every single body level and for total self-care. Enjoy many of the things that we have to offer. And feel free to share this meditation with all of your friends, family members, co-workers, whomever you believe would be able to benefit from this meditation. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.